Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the past few weeks, we've collected voice memos from Palestinians trapped in Gaza under attack. Today, a voice from Rafah in southern Gaza near Egypt. Her name is Shahad Safi.
And I'm 22. I study English literature. And I am English-Arabic teacher and a freelance journalist.
Like so many, Shahad and her family fled their home to escape the Israeli strikes. Now she lives with her grandparents and many other families sheltering altogether. Now, before the October 7th Hamas attack and the Israeli response, Shahad attended Al-Aqsa University. She studied, she exercised, no more.
All of my days are all about fear, anxiety, worries, and also not enough studying, not enough working. I can't due to the electricity shortages and also the internet bad connectivity.
Israel has cut off the internet and power from time to time, also food and water. Shahad says she and her siblings now queue up for hours for whatever provisions they can get.
We have spent some days without any water. We couldn't do the laundry. We couldn't wash the dishes. We couldn't have shower. And dishes, clothes accumulated. And you know how annoying that is.
The backdrop, of course, is continuous shelling.
It's dangerous because everything is targeted. You can see the health workers, the paramedics, the journalists, the lawyers. Everyone can be targeted. The hospitals, the mosques, everything literally can be targeted. The ambulances as well.
At any moment, she could be hit by a missile, a bomb. It is moment by moment in Gaza. In fact, Shahad says she has lost at least 4 friends so far. In her message to the world, stop and send more help.
I think Gaza needs all the aid to be allowed to access into Gaza. We need all the basic necessities. And above all, our safety. All Palestinians in the Gaza Strip need a ceasefire right now, because what's happening is insane and it needs to stop.
The words of Shahad Safi, a 22-year-old student living in Rafah in southern Gaza.